בסייעתא דשמיא אדוניס פסאי תפתח ופי יגיד תהילתך. A fundamental belief in the history of the Jewish people is that after the Exodus from Egypt, when the Jewish people encamped in the desert, the way that they received their sustenance was by Hashem raining down the special heavenly food, the man. When the Jewish people were in the desert, it was absolutely clear to them that their sole provider was Hashem. According to many Torah commentaries, there is a daily mitzvah to recite the Torah portion which describes how the man fell daily for the Jewish people. And as the Mishnah Berurah in the first chapter of the Shulchan Aruch explains, that the reason for this is to instill in us the belief that it is not our own efforts that bring us our provisions. Rather, it is Hashem who provides for us exclusively. Although Hashem has decided that in our day and age, we do not have this open miracle of our food falling down from the heaven. However, it's important for us to take the message of the man to heart. Just like Hashem was the one who provided for the Jewish people in an openly miraculous way by bringing down the man from the heavens for them during their journey in the desert, so too, Hashem is our exclusive provider. Although the form that He gives us our food in today's day and age appears to be different, where in the past it was apparently obvious that Hashem was giving us the food, whereas today Hashem gives us our food in a roundabout way, such as a person going to work, earning a salary, and then using that money to go to the store and buy their provisions. Although to us it seems like a whole different process, and for whatever reason in Hashem's calculations, this is the right way for the world to operate. It is the same Hashem that provides for us today to the same degree that Hashem provided for us with the man that fell from the heavens. We can therefore understand why it is a mitzvah to recite the Torah portion about the man. And as the Mishnah Berurah points out, although reciting the passage itself is a mitzvah, the main purpose behind reciting the passage is internalizing the message that Hashem is our sole provider. It is not our wisdom. It is not the boss. It is not the business. It is not our efforts. Although we might have a mitzvah to do hishtadlus, to make our own efforts, it is so important for us to remember what the Mesilas Yesharim and many others teach, that our efforts do not affect the amount of sustenance we will have, even slightly. One might feel, if I work harder, then I will make more money. Yes, in terms of the obligation to fulfill the mitzvah of hishtadlus, one is obligated to work hard. And there are many levels to this which we're not going to go into right now. One who's interested in pursuing this topic further is invited to see our 8-part course on hishtadlus. However, for our purposes, what is so vital to remember is that whatever efforts we might be making has absolutely no connection to the results we are trying to achieve and to the provisions we are trying to bring in. Again, if Hashem runs the world exclusively, can He not bring me my sustenance without me having to make an effort? And the answer is, of course He can. One of the reasons that Hashem instructs us to make our own efforts, to perform hishtadlus, is to give us the opportunity to believe, where on the one hand, we have a mitzvah to make our own practical efforts to do whatever we can to be successful, but on the other hand, to be constantly vigilant that our thoughts never take us to a place that we believe we are our sole providers. Even if we are to believe that Hashem helps us 90%, but it is just our little bit that helps Hashem on to give us what we need. That is completely incorrect, because Ein Od Milvado means that Hashem runs my life exclusively and provides for me 100%, not 99.9%. And as we read in the Principles of Faith of the Rambam, Vehu Levado, that Hashem alone, exclusively, pulled every string of my life in the past, is currently orchestrating every detail of my life in the present, and is the one who will dictate the exact and precise course of my life in the future.